Are you a friend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you talk to your friend, you don't talk, you don't think it over exactly what you're going to say, so it's possible you make a mistake. But if you talk to Hashem, and before you start to say Shema, you should have known what you're going to say. Therefore, it's a maguna if you didn't have kavanah the first time. Even by not having kavanah, that really you should say it over again, but it's called love maguna, because it's not like talking to your chaver. Zemar chavrusa kapa Shema yemiika. So you have like a chaver, is he your friend, the Kodesh Baruch Hu? If you didn't have kavanah the first time, it's not just, that's called love maguna, it's not a nice thing. Is mele machinen lei, there's a moshtos, if we take a hammer, we bang you, the farbasta de nafcha, with the hammer of a blacksmith, the mechaven bait until you have kavanah. So it's not a nice thing to do. That's not the way you talk to the Eibishter. Therefore, it's called davar meguna. Rashi charusa kav b'shemayim minik shenayi godem mechaveroi yinig etz lamokam v'lo yizor b'tfilosai. Before you talk to Hashem, you have to prepare yourself before him. You're going to say Shema now, make sure you have kavanah before him. Is machin lekleima melam denoisai. We teach you sheyichavin. You should have kavanah before you start davening. And prepare yourself to make sure you're rugged b'kach. V'rasta kurnis, a hammer. V'tosim es avras v'yodim v'tagvim v'rasta. So the Mishnah. Ho'aymer yivarchucha toivim harezer darkiminis. Somebody says that also, when things good happen, we'll thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for it. Mash, when anything bad happens, we don't. Thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's not good. Harezer darkiminis, it's not a good meter. Somebody comes to Shliach Tzibur, he's davening for the Yomid, the Toyer, and in Ilush Manasseh he makes a mistake, he forgets the Bracha or he mixes up, and almost he didn't have a Tzibur, so he couldn't go back, he forgot how to go back. Is the other Achatachta, the answer is make another Shliach Tzibur, somebody else continues the Shmanasseh. Now, when they tell you to go up, to finish off the Shmanasseh, you shouldn't be Mesarvim, you shouldn't refuse. If they ask you, please go and finish, you should go right away. We'll soon see in the Gemara, Mashenke, if they ask you at the beginning to first be the Shliach Tzibur, then you're supposed to refuse the first time. But here, with somebody in the middle of davening, he made a mistake, he can't continue, then after the Tzibur, you're supposed to go right away. Meichin Umaskel, when the second Shliach Tzibur comes up, where does he start from? Ma'amitchilas habrocha shetor. He starts from the beginning of the bracha where the first one made a mistake. But if you got Refeinu, you start from the beginning of Refeinu. You don't have to start the Shemoneh Esrei over again. And there's not a concern two people saying the Shemoneh Esrei. Then you start from the beginning of the bracha. That's enough. Zehu oivel lefnei ateva. The Shliach Tzibur that's davening for the Yomid. Lo yana omein achar kahanim. Shastei duchim. So when the kahanim say the bracha or say the psukim, the Tzibur answers omein after the psukim. If the Shliach Tzibur should not answer omein. Why the Fnei HaTorah? We're afraid he'll get mixed up in answering Amen, and he won't know how to continue on to say the rest of the psukim. The Yin'ein Shem Kohen Elohu, let's say the only Kohen in the shul is the Shliach Tzibur, and he's davening now, is Lo Yisas Kato. The same reason, he should not duchen. Because we're afraid if he's going to start duchening now, he's not going to be able to continue to say Sim Shalom. He won't know how to finish off the Shmon Esrei. Vashenki v'neftachtoi, shu noisa es kapo v'chois l'tvosa v'shoi. The person is for sure by himself that he knows how to daven very good, and he's not afraid, even though he's a Shliach Tzibur, if he'll duchen, he's a kohen. If right after he gets finished duchen, he'll be able to finish off the Chazaras Hashas, Sim Sholem, he's allowed to do it. And like today with Mekel, they do it, because they only have a Siddur. If you have a Siddur, it's very easy, you know exactly how to continue on. As the Mishnah's time, they didn't have Siddurim then, so it was a hard thing to say you'll duchen, and right afterwards you go back to Sim Sholem. So only if you know Kula how to do it, you can do it. But a Stam person should not duchen.
We said before that the only time we're worried in somebody from the Teva is we play on the Lamal Shinim.
That's something else. That's, even if he knows how to go back, we don't let him go back. But here, he just said he can't. If he could go back himself, we let him go back. Trashi lo yei sarim v'yei sashur. L'fi shashar yurid mufnei ha-teva. Other people, I mean, when you first become a Shliach Tzibur, kishorim lo leich raid, when there's somebody asks you, when the Gaba asks you, go be the Shliach Tzibur, sorach l'sar v'pamachas. You have to refuse the first time. Claim or any kedai, l'kach, I'm not ready to be the Shliach Tzibur. Kedai mila kamom, we'll soon see in the Gemara b'shmaitim. I was there, but here, where a person was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he made a mistake, he doesn't know how to continue. Lo yisar mefnei sheganayu shetei atfilo mufsekas kokach. It's a good night that the Shliach Tzibur is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you can't continue. It's a good night to wait, so then you should go right away. And then where do you start from? The second Shliach Tzibur, Mitchilas HaBrocha Shetoyazel. Im dilig echa min abrachas, if he skipped the whole bracha, the yomra acheris, and he started the second one, v'yein yodei elosher, if he doesn't have to continue to go back to that bracha he skipped, is v'lecha sedurei, and to continue on, it wasn't so easy to do it about here, is yascheloi v'tachta, the second one now, taking his place, starts oisa bracha shadilig zeh. He starts from that bracha where the first one skipped, v'yein misham al halen, he continues on then. The first one skipped Rufainu, and he went Vaita, so the second Shetziva starts again from Rufainu, and he continues on. Now another locher is, Loyana Omen Acher Kahanim, Hashliach Tzibur, V'soyev Kol Brocho Brocho, the end of the Brocho, from the Duchenin, he shouldn't answer Omen. Nefnei Hatiru, Shetitra Vaitoi, V'yitoya, he'll make a mistake, V'shashliach Tzibur, Hu Tzorech Lahaskel Brocho Shnia, V'loim Lefnei Kahanim, Kol Teva V'teva. As the Shliach Tzibur says, every bracha, Berecha Hashem Yishmerecha, he says it in front of, before the Kohanim. So if he's going to answer Omein, he'll forget how to start the next bracha. Reminim the Masech Besoite. Ulanoi say, Omein lo yuchul achavin mar lahaskum bracha shlachra. If he's going to answer Omein, he won't know how to start the next words. So it's not kedai to answer Omein. Yemein shom koyim elohu hachazin. He's the one that's the chazin now, he's the only koyim. He lo yisas kapo. Vol shema lo yuchul achlet filosoi ledav. L'chavin l'haskel b'sim sholem. He won't know how to continue on. He has to duchen him to say sim sholem. Shadaitim s'prefes me'im et ha'tibur. Ba'at yad ha'duchen yad'im et ha'tibur. Forget it. V'im esachtoi Trashe kloimar Im batuach hu Shein daitim s'prefes me'im et ha'tibur. If he knows for sure he won't have any aim et ha'tibur, he'll be able to continue to say sim sholem. Then he's allowed to continue. So the Matzana Rabbonin Hoi v'lefnei ha'tibur. When they first ask you to be the Shliach Tzibur, the Gavi comes to you and says, please daven today, he's Sarav Masarav. You have to refuse the first time. V'yeinu Masarav, you don't refuse, Daim L'tav Shoshena by Melech. Daim L'tav has no salt. V'yeinu Masarav, Yoisim Medayim, if you keep on refusing too long, then Daim L'tav Shoshena by Melech. As if you put too much salt into the tavsho, into the food. It like burnt the food with the salt. That's also no good. Kate said, what's the meter? How you have to act? Palm Rishoni Yisar. The first time the Gavi asked you, please daven, say, nope, I'm not ready to daven. Shniya Mahavit. The second time you say, let me think about it. Shlisha is Poshit Ishragl of Yerit. Third time ready, fast, go up there. Poshit, stick out your feet fast and go. The Yerit. That's the thing. So you shouldn't be Misarav too much, just a little bit. Shrashi Yisar. Kishoimim loy leich, yasats my kolei roitsa, kolei many kadai. You're supposed to make as if you don't want. Shedichta Rashi Loshin Sofer got burned. Kumakiyesh kot chobapi. Mahavid, Kloyma, Mizam, Minatsu, prepare yourself. Kamanin, Alamad, like you're ready to get up. The second time, okay, maybe. Then the third time you go. Tana Rabbon, Shloisha, there are three things. Rubin, Kosher. Too much of it is no good. Or Meyutin, Yofa. A little bit of it is good. V'elohein, Saor. A little bit yeast is good. Too much yeast ruins the dough. Or Melech. Too much salt is no good, but a little salt is good. The Sarvonis. And they send you to refuse. A little refusal is good. Too much is no good. Omar Rapuna. Toe bisholish rishoinois choizel roish. Anytime you made a mistake throughout the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei, you have to start over again. So look, you forget to say, no, Masha Rucham Elagoshim, you have to start over again. Or you left out a word, or you forgot one bracha. And in this case, where you said the first bracha, and the Shliach Tzibur forgot the second bracha, and the second Shliach Tzibur comes over, then you have to start from the beginning of Shmon Esrei. The first three is like one bracha. The Emsoyis, Mashenka, the middle 11 brachas, Choyza Liyata Choyning. That's what Rav Huna holds. If you make a mistake in one of the brachas, you have to start from the first bracha again. Start over from the Choyning. The Achroinus, and the last three brachas, is Choyza Lavoid. Let's go back to Ritzay. That's what we pass in. If the Emsoyis have no Seder, that means, where Tosis learns, that if you make a mistake in one of the brachas, like you had in the Mishnah, all you have to do is just go back to that bracha. You don't have to go back to Atachayni in the beginning of the 11 brachas. There's no Seder. You made a mistake in one of the brachas, just go back to that bracha. That's the way we pass in, that's the way Tosis says. Rashi has a different shot. Rashi has a little Chiddush, and Rashi ain't them Seder to Rashi. The Yemdilek bracha achas. If you skip one bracha, you forgot to say Refeinu. V'yachakach nisko, then you come out holding Mashma Kaleinu, and you remembered you forgot to say Refeinu. Bo, oimro avshadim koimro. It's not like Rashi Pshat and Ravasi, that you're allowed to say Refeinu right now. There's no Seder for the middle brachas, 11 brachas. Where you skip one, the lady remembered, you let us say Refeinu even next to Shema Kaleinu. That's Rashi Shita. Tosis asks on Rashi for the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, where do you go back? Where does the second Shliach Tzivah start from? From the same Drucha, the first one made a mistake. Mashma, you can't continue on where you're holding. You have to go back to that Drucha, and that Drucha continue on. That's the way Tosis learns, ain't Seder just means you don't have to go back to Atachayin anymore. Now you go back to the place where you skip that Drucha, go back to Refeinu, and from there continue on. That's the way possible. Moser Rosheshes, but the Sheshes Meichinu Chayzer says the Mishnah where you go back to Metchilas Abrocha Shetoyezir is the Chorot Yotzei the Ravuna. It's a Kash on Ravuna. Ravuna says what, you have to go back to Atachayin always. And the Mishnah says Klav, you make a mistake in the middle brochas, you just have to go back to that one brocha. Omlak Ravuna and Siyusa Kuna Chodi Rechosaninu. That's not Shver. He holds all the middle 11 brochas considered like one brocha. So mainly when the Mishnah says, when the first Tzibah made a mistake, the second one comes up, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha where he made a mistake, means back to the beginning of Atachayin. Because all the middle of the 11 brachas is considered like one long bracha. Trashi mitchilas habracha shetoyezeh, or memelo mishtama, from here we see, the goyim memenu, for holo, you continue from there on. Almo al sidro, tzorach las loemro. You have to continue back from the Seder. And not like Ravashi, the Ravashi learns even Akash and Ravashi. Not that like you're saying, you put it right now, and continue on, the Mishnah's Mashtim, you have to go back to the bracha where he skipped to that place, go back to Refeinu, and continue on from there. Is Chodib Rechosin in the Rashi, Tony Mastisin, Metchila Sabrocha Shetoyezeh, Hainu Watachoyin. This is the way your Rafun is going to learn. That when it says go back to the first bracha, the bracha means Watachoyin. Because all the middle 11 brachas are considered like one long bracha. Well, Halacha, we don't hold like Rafuna, we hold like Ravasi, and the way Tosis learns Pshat. If you make a mistake, you have to go back to that one bracha you made a mistake, and continue on from there. Omar Rav Yehuda, L'olam al Yisher Lodem Tzrochov, you shouldn't ask for your own needs, L'oy B'sholosh Rishonis, not in the first three brachas, V'loy B'sholosh Achronis, not in the last three brachas. And that's what Tosis brings down, next class, Pirush Rach, Rabbeinu, Haidavka L'yochad, it's only for your own needs, or the Yochad's needs. If you're davening for the tziba, shirlim. Then you're allowed to even ask in the first three brachas. The kachvanu oimrim zochreinu, who craves the yal of yavo behem. We see yal of yavo in the last three brachas. And by Yasser Shemetru, we say zochreinu. Because those are bakoshas. For the tziba, that's mut. It's only for yachad that's awesome. So yachad is not supposed to ask his own tzrichim, his own tzrochav in the first three and the last three. Elab yan soyas, in the middle of the 11 brachas, that's we ask for your tzrochim. Yomarab Chanina, Rishonos, one of the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei Daimetu, Daimeli Evet Shemesada Shvachas Neirabli. You have to start first giving Shvach to the Eibishter. And Tziyos, the middle 11, Daimeli Evet Shemavakev Prat from Rabli. You're asking for a portion from your Rabbi, means you're asking something from the Eibishter. That's when you ask what for your needs. Achrenos, the last three, is Daimeli Evet Shekibu Prat from Rabli. When you thank in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if you have to feel, as if you received already your needs, and you thank in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nifta v'hoylech loy. Trashi, v'nifta means like noita v'shus. It's moidim and simsholim. It's like, yes, now I'm going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, me v'shus to go away from Hashem. Tana Rabbonin. Ma'isa b'talmadecha t'sh'yolof ne'ateva b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer. It's in Rabbi Eliezer's shul. There was once a Shliach Tzibur who was davening for Yomid. V'yamarech yaisim medai. It took a very, very long Shemoneh Esrei. Omalei Talmidus, as Talmidim came to the Rebbe, Rabbeinu kam orchenu zeh, is the Chorda yes the Rebbe, is that a good Midah, he's davening so long? Omalehem, it's a good Zach. Kulum marach yesim and Moshe Rabbeinu, is he a marach more than Moshe's tefillah? The Sivbe, it says by Moshe, es aboyim ayom, es aboyim alayla, es barachet, after the chet egol, Moshe was mispallah for 40 days and 40 nights, so he's a davening here a few hours, not so gefellah, it's not doing so it's a good Midah. Weiter, noch ein Meister war, Schuf Meister bei Talmud Echer, another Meister, another Talmud, Shiyaluf Nei Atevuf Nei Rebbe Lezer, in front of the same Yeshiva again, for Hoyu Makatzer, this time he davened very fast, Yoytzi Midai, he made a very fresh one this way, his Omalei Talmido, Kama Kitzrin who's there, who is a big Makatzer, he's davening too fast, is that good? Omalei, yeah, it's also good. Klum Makatzer, Yoytzi Midai, Moshe Rabbeinu, is anybody davening shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu davening? They'll say, Kel Narafono Lo, when Moshe davened for Miriam, he made a very short bakosha. So, Mashmah, sometimes you can daven very short also. So here the pshat is, it depends on the fee, how much of importance it is, and how important it is. By the eagle, it was a shayla, because Rav said, he's going to kill out the whole Klal Yisrael. So for that, Moshe had to be mevakesh a long tefillah. He died in 40 days for that. Here when Miriam got sick, everybody knew Miriam was a tzaddikis, and her only she got right now, Moshe knew wouldn't be too long, and she's not going to die from it. It was understandable, it's only going to be for 7 days. So Moshe died a little bit shorter there. So the kid said, it depends upon how much of a tzaddik he has to daven, how long he should daven. The more important it is, the longer you should daven, the less, the shorter. But there's both meters. Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Chizda. Kol ha-mavakish rachim ha-malchaveira. If you're daven for your chava that's sick, and tzorach lahask yishmoy. You don't badaf, you have to mention his name. So everybody's matazich, what's his name? They don't know his name. You're not going to daven for him. Even if you don't know his name, you don't know what his name is, but you know who you're davening for, it's also good. Shenema, Moshe said, kel no refon alo. Loi kamat chishmo de Miriam. And Moshe didn't mention Miriam's name. But some of Farshim said it's only if you daven in front of the chayil itself. When you daven in front of the chayil, you don't have to mention the name. But Pashto Gemara Damashma that. Pashto Gemara Damashma, when you daven for chayil, you don't have to mention his name. Hashem knows who you have kavanah for.
Mr. Durman
has a nusach for you. You mentioned Tony Bafani. Shashi ain't sorry, you don't have to. How do we do it? It could be, it's a good thing to do it. But just if you don't know his name, you can't say that I'm not going to daven for him. You have kavanah. And if you know his English name, you could say, Mr. Schwartz. I want to know Davin now for Mr. Schwartz. Sam should be marking Mr. Schwartz. It's also good. It could be Samayla to say his Hebrew name. You know who and his father's name is Samayla. But if you don't know the names, the pastor Davin for them also. Right. Tzara Rabbon. Eilu brochois shodim sheichavim. These are the brochois supposed to bow down. We say Baruch Ato, we bow down for always, by the first brocha. Tchila v'saif, the beginning of the brocha, the end of the brocha. Pohoido, by moidim. Tchila, the beginning by Moedim we bow down, the Soif. Atoiv Shukho Noah, we also bow down. The Imbola Suach, the Soif, Ko Brocho, Brocho, somebody wants to be Moisif on the Kriyas, and bow down at the beginning of every Brocho, over at the end of all the Brochis. Over Tchila's Ko Brocho, Brocho, the beginning of all the Brochis, is Malam de Noise Shlo Yishcha. We tell them, no, it's not a nice thing, don't bow down more than you're supposed to. At the bottom page it says, the Imtaima, the Yishcha Madakach, what's so wrong? The guy wants to be Machmi, wants to bow down more than he's supposed to. What's so wrong? The Yishloimish Lo Yova Laka Biru Chachon. He shouldn't come to mix up what the Takon Rabbonu was saying. Shlo Yoyimu Kolechot Machmir Kamoi Shiroitza. People start saying then, I can bow down whenever I want. I'll bow down 5 brachas, he'll bow down 10 brachas. This guy said, I'm not going to bow down at all. So it's not good to do more than you're supposed to. Om Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Om Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakaporo, Hedjit Kemar Shemano, regular person when he davened, that's the way we just said, that the corner was to bow down so far 4 times.